Excerpts from Agnes Parsons' diary, April 12th through the 16th. April 16th, 1912, Washington, D.C. I wrote again saying the house was all arranged for his party and reminding him of his promise in Syria to stay with us. Through Dr. Farid had come a tablet from which I quote, "The promise I made thee I will certainly carry out. I will come to thy city to visit with thee. I will come to thy house. Rest thou assured." This was dated April 16th, and on April 15th, I had a long letter from Dr. Edward Gessinger and a message in a letter from him to Mrs. Louise Boyle, speaking of the food and the hours for it which Abdu'l-Bahá is accustomed to. I wrote to Dr. Gessinger that we had rooms ready for all the party and that it was perfectly convenient to have the food arranged at the hours mentioned. But that if, after all, I said, Abdu'l-Bahá preferred to go to the apartment which had been rented for his entourage, I should know that he knew best. Meantime, Jeffrey, Agnes Parsons' husband, who was not a Baha'i, wrote him a little note of invitation. Then came a short note from Dr. Gessinger, containing a kind message from Abdu'l-Bahá ending with, "Also tell her that my decisions will all be made upon my arrival in Washington."